that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
it's
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, that old wheel has rolled around again. It is time for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers this February 15th, over halfway through the month of February. Already, time is just flying by, but we welcome you here to the Radio Ranch, and well, we've got mild temperatures here at the Radio Ranch, and just gotta love it, and we do love it. We thank the Heavenly Father for the good weather He sends in His season, the rain, the snow, the heat, and we thank Him for allowing us to be here this morning, and we've got everybody here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Morning.
And that's everybody. Got a little delay there. We got a new phone deal that we're working, so we can have the phone callers call in and not have as much feedback and get a little better service. But there's a slight delay there. Well, Jason, would you open us up in prayer, and then we'll turn it over to Kyle.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for this opportunity to be here, and we pray on that full armor of God, having done everything to stand firm. We gird our loins with truth. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Put on the helmet of salvation, pick up the shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we pray and petition for the saints. Pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Grant to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. We pray that you deliver us from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, the powers of the dog, and the forces that come against us. And we pray, Father, that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, Father, that you guide us, that you give us more of it, that you guide us and direct us in our thoughts and our actions, and that you give us strength to overcome the forces that come against us. We pray, Father, for these things, and we are grateful for it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Have anything to start us with this morning, Kyle?
I got stuff to go on. I don't know what your show was about last night or Solutions was about, but did you guys touch on Michael Sam at all, Jason?
On who?
Okay, well, that's good enough. That's enough right there to let me know. Michael Sam, he's the new, what John would call, tear that's sticking his head up, you know. He's the new homosexual that's come out. You know, he's going to enter the he's going to be in the NFL draft, probably, from what I hear, a third or fourth round pick. But he announced that he's queer or gay or whatever, however you put it. But anyway, so the media heads.
Sexual pervert.
Yeah, sexual pervert. So the media heads, oh, they just go crazy, you know. And the one thing that, I don't know, that I heard, you know, I only listen a couple hours every morning while I'm out feeding the cows. But the one thing I heard that probably made me laugh and disgusted at the same time was the people that still call this world we live in a homophobic world. I mean, we have homos everywhere. We have gay bars. We have gay clubs and schools. We have gay movies like Brokeback Mountain and who knows how other movies they are with just to have a couple in there. Every sitcom on TV I've heard just about has a queer in it. I mean, everywhere you look, everywhere you go, I mean, we do not live in a homophobic world. What we live in, actually, after listening, is we live in a Bible-phobic world. They are scared to death of the Word of God, and they say whatever they can to discredit the Word. And that they come again. I mean, if you go out in public on the radio or through Facebook or however this guy did it, and you announce that you're gay, you get honored. You get told you're a hero. You get praised for
special protection from the government.
Yeah, and that too. And you get praised for being courageous. Anyway, just about everything you can think of gets said about you. But if somebody speaks up and says, well, the Bible says God doesn't like that, then, I mean, it's like taking a cow pie and throwing it against the fan. They come at you, and they'll call you the hater as they are railing and railing and railing you. You know, I mean, and it's just, talk about, you know, Isaiah's prophecy coming true, where they call evil good and goody. I mean, it's just unreal. You know, I mean, and then Richard, you told me you heard, you know, a few seconds of Rush Limbaugh, and Rush Limbaugh said that the left is outraged that the right isn't outraged.
At this, yeah.
You know, now we live in a homophobic world, and surely one of the parties would be outraged. You know, what I mean, but the left is right. The left is right when they say the right isn't outraged, because the right, it's so common. It's just like the race issue was. It's got to the point to where even if 80% of the world is against homosexuality, they're not going to say it because they don't want to get hated on.
They don't say it. Let's use a Bible term as to why they don't say it.
Go for it.
Let's use a Bible term. They don't say it when the people are upset about homosexuality, and the majority of those that are the remnant, that even if they don't have their eyes opened yet, but the reason they don't is for fear of the Jews.
Absolutely.
Is the way the Bible puts it, for fear of the Jews. And that's exactly why, because the Jews run the media, the Jews hate Christ, and they have fomented that hate throughout our society. They have leavened our society with that hatred of Jesus Christ and anything and everything that comes close to him. You know, Remnant, you've heard John report for the last 2 years on this Freedom From Religion Foundation and how they you know, they are atheists and they push and promote and they do just what you said, Kyle. They support the queers when they come out. They support anybody that'll come out and want to get the Ten Commandments chiseled off the schoolroom walls. They absolutely do that.
And they're a 501c3, too.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, the government loves them. The government has no issue with that whatsoever. They don't. Now, the government will take to task a Christ-centered company like Hobby Lobby. Now, they'll take them to task and make them go to the Supreme Court to try to get a ruling where Hobby Lobby doesn't have to pay for abortion drugs for their people, required to, which is one of the guidelines under Obamacare that Nancy Pelosi maybe didn't want anybody to read till they signed it. But there is a hatred. I got a quote here from the media, and see if you know who made it. The American people, whether they know it or not, are mired in a silent war. Now, I know we would know who has said that in the past. You know, our pastor has taught on that and been trying to put that out for the last 25 years.
We have a great book on that.
There is. It's called America the Conqueror.
And an Unseen War. And
more recently, The Unseen War. Absolutely. Well, I don't know if these people are looking at that and reading that, but that's from, you know, what a mixed-up country we're in. You know, there was some reports this past week that... who's the Russian leader?
Putin,
the muscular guy? You know, that he's promoting Christianity and defending Christianity. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
And but this quote, the American people, whether they know it or not, are mired in a silent war. That's from Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. Now, Bobby Jindal was a Muslim, converted to a Catholic.
Really?
Okay. And he's... He's basically.
Which one's worse?
Well, no, that's what I was wondering.
Well, he's getting ready to run. This is basically his start your engines, folks, for the 2016 presidential bid. And, you know, he'll certainly be seeking the Republican nomination. But he did. He's
ain't no difference between them, anyways.
No, not very much at all. You know, but he's out quoting John Adams saying, you know, when he said our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And so he's pushing and promoting, you know, because he sees, I think because he's on their side, but he sees what's going on. And isn't it how Pastor taught us that they frame the box.
Right.
And then they cover all four sides, top, bottom, all nine sides of a cube, whatever it is, they do. They cover all the sides. But it's interesting how, you know, these people that listen, these right-wing Republicans, right-wing conservatives that listen to him, if they've listened to and heard anything that the Pastor Peters has put out over the last 25 years, that this won't be anything new to them. Maybe this will help wake them up.
Yeah, I'm more convinced than ever than that 2 Chronicles 7:14 or bust. Been thinking about getting some bumper stickers made up like that because you can just see more and more. I guess I was talking to a guy that pours concrete for me there at work and said he was just having a cup of coffee with his wife and she was watching Good Morning America or something. And, you know, typically on Valentine's Day they'll have some sort of a couple's love thing or something. And so they had a young man get down on his knee and propose to, you know, beautiful young lady and same race, all that. And but then they split the screen and there's a guy on his knee proposing to another guy.
Yeah.
You know? And I just said, well, that's, you know, evil is being allowed to reign more and more every day because the people want it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they still keep saying we live in a homophobic world. You know, and it's just like, and it's just like Satan, when he came against Christ in the wilderness, because they use scripture. You know, they'll use the love scriptures and the judge not scriptures, but they don't have any context to it at all.
None.
You know, and then there's nobody in a position of microphone. You know, on all the shows I heard that can bring in the rest of the word like James 5:19-20 where it says, my brethren, if any among you strays from the truth and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. You see, they don't have any of those scriptures, or they don't have it, I forget, in the Gospels where Jesus said it, I did not come to judge the world, but my words will be the judge. They don't have anybody to do what Christ did to Satan and come back scripture with scripture and with say, here's the context of that, you know. And, you know, so it's like you said, it's going out across the world in a hurry. We just got to keep putting the gospel out, too. So wherever God wants it to hit, wherever it can hit, wherever it does hit, you know, the whole purpose of God will be fulfilled. But it is frustrating to see the one side go out and the other side not get to go out, you know.
And we saw that. I showed you that that little cartoon back in the Tebow days.
Right.
You know, that the one side of it shows an announcer or a reporter talking to Tebow, and Tebow says, I'm a Christian. And the reporter says, keep that to yourself. And then the next picture is the faggot, homosexual, pervert, going to burn in hell if he doesn't repent, Collins, the basketball player, saying that he's homosexual, and the reporter does the very thing. Oh, you hero, let's hear all about your story. Mm-hmm. And that's... That is how.
And that's why it's woe unto the scribes, yes, and Pharisees.
You know? It is. It is.
It's happened exponentially now.
It's fast.
Yes. Very much so. Very much so.
But the cream will come to the top, right? I mean, that's kind of the way it is, so.
It is, and as it ends up, the
God's not mocked. He told us in the last days that those terrors will become bold and brazen, and we can see it every day.
Oh,
he's making it easy for us to know who those terrors are, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're all over the place on a lot of different fronts. It seems like that there's that separation taking place right now where they're sticking their heads up, bold and brazen.
Yeah.
That comes before the harvest.
And I think the words of Christ where he says, those that are not for me are against me, is those that aren't for the Word of God are against the Word of God. You know what I mean? And
yeah. And the mockers are here. Boy, the mockers are here. You know, it used to be just every now and then you might have some filthy stand-up comedian, you know, be mocking Christ. But now it's everywhere, you know, from the newspapers to just like you mentioned, almost it seems like every show has some either comment or some way that they're promoting they're putting out in their programs, like Good Morning America that you talked about, John, in movies, that they accept that they're not homophobic, that they accept, you know, whether they're telling, you know, jokes, not against the homosexuals, but just mentioning it or promoting it one way or another. They're letting everybody know they stand with the tares. They do. And I like what was mentioned, Jeff.
Well, and even you look at the number of these atheist churches that are, and that's what they're calling them, is atheist churches or atheist assemblies that are popping up all over the place. You know, it's like, what is the point?
I know.
They want to get together and so supposedly celebrate life and worship, but you know, if you're an atheist, what are you worshiping?
You would think they would just want to sleep in.
So. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's more of a mocking Christianity and mocking God than it is just not believing in something. I mean, that's something that's against them.
Yeah. Oh, it's standing up. It is. It's standing up straight and tall and proud and haughty with those tares. And you know, we get just as we get a day closer to spring every day that we mark off on the calendar, we get a day closer. We're getting a day closer to that harvest, that harvest of the tares. Well, guys, phone's ringing, so let's see if it's somebody calling in on the program or somebody trying to sell something. We'll see. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning.
What are you selling?
No, I'm not selling anything. I had a question. I was just listening broadcast. It was Pastor Peter teaching about dispersed Israelite tribes and how were migrating to America, and there was some pretty good stuff in that recording. I was just wondering how it could be possible to get a copy of that, what was on this morning playing. I'm in the Central Time Zone in Kansas, and it was playing right around 7 o'clock this morning, 7 a.m. Am I interrupting what you're doing there?
Oh, no, you're fine. What's your first name?
John.
John? Well, John, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Do you have, John, do you have internet access?
Yes, I do.
If you go to our network website, it's SFAWBN, and that stands for Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, SFAWBN.org.com. I think either one of them work. And on the left-hand side, you'll see the broadcasting schedule there on the left. And if you click that, then you can choose what date. And if you click on today's date, you'll see hour by hour, our 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week broadcast. And the times are in Central Time, so the times will match the time zone you're in. And so if you, I can't bring a computer up back here in the office that I'm in, but that'll show you what broadcast was playing. And right there, it also on the right, you can either click on it and listen to it, I think, or download it. You can also click on it to purchase a CD, and that should kick you over to the cart and all that stuff. But that's our network website, and it has our schedule there. But that's where you can go to hear that message again.
Okay, now you said that was on SFAWBN.com, and on the left hand side, it said programming archives. Is that what you said?
I think it's broadcast schedule.
Okay, on the left side of the page, on that, it says home program archives and programming schedule donation contact.
Programming schedule, I guess, is that.
Programming schedule. Okay, and then that. That wouldn't be an archive program, right?
Well, no, because these programs are what we call the archive programs. Like, if you wanted to listen to this 2 weeks from now, this program here, Coffee with the Wranglers, will be archived there.
Okay.
And so.
I clicked on that. It's a daily broadcast schedule now, and so I'd go to our date and then the time period, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds simple enough. I've heard him teaching quite a few times, and maybe Earl Jones talking about the same thing, was it?
Yes.
With Earl Jones, and they were very informative, but I just think I want to give some of those tape or CDs for teaching tool, because there's so many people I've been trying to talk to about that very same subject, and they look at me, like the deer in the headlights type thing, this thing about the hellhole in the Middle East sandbox thing.
And we have several things too, John, here that, we have the pastor has called the greatest discovery of our age that just goes through biblically and explains that very thing, that that there has been a case of mistaken identity, and it proves it from the Bible. And then we have, a thing like a westward trek map that shows the names, the old names, as they have moved through Europe and into the United States. And so anything we can... if there's anything we can do to help you with that, we do have some tools and things here that...
And one of my favorites is the Bible story. It's on CD, and we have a pamphlet, and it is... I think it's one of the best tools to use for those who don't understand it, because Pastor Peters brings it along very carefully and very lovingly. If they're not going to accept it, they're not going to accept it. But with that message, the Bible story, it's about as gentle as you can bring it. And so.
Yeah. Are you in your morning program. Is it Coffee with the Wranglers time?
It is.
Is that what you're?
It is, John. Oh. And you're live on the radio, you know, going out all over the internet and the shortwave all across the country and the world.
Okay.
Right now. So be careful what you say, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I don't worry about that. I let the Holy Ghost take care of that. But I would like to make a comment about something, if you don't mind. Could I make a quick comment?
Sure.
In listening to Pastor Peters, I've followed his teaching for many years now, many, many years. And for the most part, you know, I find myself lining up with, you know, what he believes and so on, his teaching. But one thing, I was listening this morning to a comment he made teaching concerning the book of James and about greetings to the 12 tribes, you know, that scattered, the dispersed. I just have something I'm going to throw out there for your consideration. It's something that I saw quite a few years ago, and it might lend a little bit of light on that subject about, he mentioned this morning that letter was not written to saints, born again Christians, but it was rather the dispersed of the 12 tribes, which I do agree with that. But here's a consideration. On the day of Pentecost, there was that gathering. There was that in-gathering for that feast of Pentecost, which was, the Bible says, Jews out of every nation. But in my opinion, they can't be Jews living in another nation. They've got to be dwellers in the land of Judea to properly be called or termed Jew. But let's say this, you know, there were Israelites out of many nations gathered there for the feast that were born-again Christians who were baptized, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with the Spirit of Christ. And I believe that a lot of those people, they stayed there. You know, that became the New Jerusalem, the church, you know, the nation of the born one day was the day, it began on the day of Pentecost. And I believe that those people remained, the Book of Acts church, those people stayed together. You know, there were thousands of people that were assembled in the church. I would imagine those saints, they were converted, they were Israelites who were converted to Christ. And they may have stuck around in the old Jerusalem area, in the land of Judea, you know, and fellowshipping with their newfound brothers in Christ. And possibly by the time James wrote that letter, they may have left and gone back to the nation lands where they came out of, you know, back throughout the then-known world. And I just wondered if that letter that James wrote, he was writing to the lost sheep, or they weren't lost at that point. They were, had been found,
Right, they were dispersed. Yeah, they were. Yes, exactly. They were dispersed. Hey, John, I tell you what, I'd be glad to give you our office number if you want to, you know, give it a call sometime and talk about that. And I'll give it out. And our office number, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, is 307-742-7582. Again, that's 307-742-7582. And
7582, you said.
And if you listen to enough of Pastor Peters' messages on this subject, what he didn't like was his professors and his Bible scholars calling those people the church. Not that they weren't Christians, and not that they weren't saints, but they were the 12 tribes of Israel that were saints. You know, that wasn't meaning the church. So, yeah, you're right on, I think. When you're talking about the day of Pentecost and stuff, yeah, those were Israelites, you know.
They were definitely Israelites, and I definitely would not. You know, the King James uses the term Jew out of every nation under heaven, and that you know, I don't know. I wouldn't go so far. I would say Israelites for sure, you know. But because they were, Jesus said, I have sheep that are not of this fold, you know, and that's who he was talking about. They were gathered on the day of Pentecost, I believe, that those were. Those are those lost sheep that come at least to be faithful to the feast, you know. And
all right,
and I believe that's
I was just going to say, like Kyle said, I think we think you're right on. We appreciate the call. Yeah. Take a look at that website, see what you think, and
I'll do that.
Stay in touch.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Well, we'll open up the phone lines. 307-745-5913 is the call-in number here if you want to call in this Saturday morning and have any comments.
Good topic.
Yeah, it was interesting this week.
Farrakhan came out and challenged lovers of Jesus to a showdown. Anybody get a chance to look at that at all?
I briefly saw that this morning. I haven't looked at it.
It was pretty interesting. Good video and got most of the text of it and was able to get it up on the newswire. He says, I call on the Jesus that I know, and you call on the Jesus that you know, and we'll see which one of us really knows Jesus. Talking about another bold and blazing terror son of hell that spewed up. Basically got on, did a live broadcast, mocked Jesus Christ, and anybody that followed him. Of course, you know, when you look at Christianity, if you try to take Christianity as a whole, you can actually kind of see where they could be mocked, but when they mocked Jesus Christ, then that's a different level. That's a different thing. And I just thought about those, about the Baal priest. See who's God's going to win. And basically that's what he's calling for a showdown between Muslims and Christians. And
I can remember Pastor Peters saying that exact thing to a sheriff one time, sitting down at coffee before a proposed showdown, saying, and may the best God
absolutely
win.
Absolutely. Yep. Exactly.
Well, he ought not have mocked Jesus Christ, because it didn't go so well for another man who did that.
No, I think it hasn't went quite well for quite a few of them that have done that.
Yep,
being undeceived, God is not mocked.
That's
right. Galatians puts it pretty clearly. So, I don't know. It's interesting, though, because, I've heard him make some radical statements before, but I'd never seen anything like this at all. I mean, it was
just true.
It's something. I mean, it's
significant. Yeah, absolutely.
It is. And, it's interesting, though, because, watching reactions, I talked to a couple people about it, and, some people, I told them where they could listen or read the story, and they went to the website and read the story and then called me back. And it was interesting how it can affect some people. They see something like that, and they automatically start to worry and get upset. Oh, how do we got to do? How do we got to prepare to, fight Muslims? And what do we got to do to protect ourselves? We need to be more careful because of these Muslims. Where's your trust at? Where's your faith? If you don't have a faith in Jesus Christ, then we've already lost. I mean, that's the way you got to look at it. And and remember not to show fear. Show fear. The only fear that we're supposed to have is of our Heavenly Father. And I think that a lot of people just can't get it where they fear the Muslims, they empower the Muslims. If they fear the Catholics, they empower the Catholics. If they fear the government, they empower the government. If they fear the homosexuals, they empower the homosexuals. Who you fear is who you're going to serve, in essence.
What you fear will come upon you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jason, I think it ties in with what you said earlier. It's that it's a further separation. The people see this, and then they can either, just go with the world, or they can separate off and say, fine, you bring your Jesus, and I'll bring mine, type thing. And it does. I think it's just a continuation of who are you going to fear, who are you going to stand with, and it's a further separating of the tares and the wheat.
Yeah, exactly. And Tom in Texas, he's the one that sent me over some bunch of information on this, and appreciated that. And we were talking about it, and our attitude is like, okay, you want to play Christians and Muslims? Let's go. I mean,
Yeah, along those lines, you can see through that General Hassan or whatever trial, Major Hassan trial, there in Fort Hood, how they're protecting their Muslim boy there. Not even calling that an act of terrorism, just calling that workplace violence.
Workplace violence, yeah.
And even though they've sentenced him to death by their own admittance, they say it will take many years, if at all, the sentence is carried out.
Wow.
But on an encouraging note, I was reading, we were talking about Connecticut and how those dumb sheep were lining up and registering their weapons that they probably didn't even know they had, and anything with over 10-round magazine and assault weapons. But this is encouraging. I just heard yesterday that only 38,000 out of the estimated 2.4 million guns have been registered, and the legislators are standing in awe, shaking their heads and scratching their heads, saying they can't believe that the people aren't following the laws that they've made.
Yeah, it's basically out there. The people are just saying, no, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Getting smarter.
And they're, yeah, exactly. And then that's what I was reading about that, too, and it was really encouraging to me, because they were, these legislatures, they're stomping their feet, they're pounding their fist, and they're upset, and they don't know what to do. They just can't understand.
They don't know what to do.
They don't, and they can't understand why they're not obeying the law. I was looking at one, and one of these, I don't know who it was, one of these dumb politicians was talking about, well, we need to pass a law that informs them that they need to follow the law. And, it's just like, are you kidding me? I think they get that part. They're just saying no. So I was really encouraged by that. It's one of those things that you get that, you can just get that thought out into the air, and that thought becomes quite contagious. It's one of those things that really, you get that into a few people's minds, and it's amazing how fast it can spread. What? I can say no?
Is yeah, all you gotta do they're scared to death of that.
Yeah, they are.
They are. I prefer to say no and stick my middle finger up at them and say, heck no.
Yep.
That's what they've done to us.
That's right. We can have a certain number of bullets we can dip in pig's blood too. Just for the Muslims. Special.
Absolutely.
That was quite a story. I don't quite remember the whole thing, but when Dad was talking about that, you remember that story, Jason?
Yeah, but I can't remember all the details. I'll have to brush up on it. We should see if we can get that. I think it was about Captain Black.
Yeah, it's attributed to...
We'll have to see if we can find that and bring that up.
Yeah, I think it's attributed to Black Jack Pershing. Anymore, it's... our history is being rewritten. Because when you work on... you try to do research on those type things. And anything online that you find... a lot of those type stories are being relegated back to as urban legends. Doesn't matter if they were documented, if they were written in, history books and that type thing. But our enemies are doing a good job of going online and making it so that those type things in our history are just being changed. So, just being changed. So, anyway.
Yeah, it is.
We as John said on a better note, the Magpul Corporation. I think we made a note about that here not too long ago. But they are definitely moving to Cheyenne, Wyoming. They're getting out of Erie, Colorado, and taking their $85 million a year contribution to the Colorado economy, and they're leaving. They met, last year when the Colorado state government was contemplating passing these high-capacity magazine bans. The people from Magpul met with them and said, you know, if you do that, we can't, in all honesty, stay here and, you know, continue to make something that's illegal in this state. And basically the people in Colorado, or the legislatures anyway, and the governor said, so what? Leave. So there's $85 million.
Yeah.
There's 200 jobs. And no, they're not just gone, but they're advertising in Cheyenne that's probably going to bring about 100 jobs to Cheyenne. The state of Wyoming's already approved $13 million in loans and tax breaks and whatnot, so the company will move in there. And the city of Cheyenne is saying, you know, this is just one of many. I know right here in Laramie there are two manufacturing facilities that have to do with firearms or ammunition that are moving into Laramie this year, supposed to in 2014. And it's because even the companies are having to make a choice where they're going to work and where they're going to pay taxes. And it's a shift, you know. In the past, it seems like it was just wherever they could get the tax break. And the left-wing liberals are always have access to tax breaks to get business in because they're getting their kickbacks and whatnot. But I think that it's showing a shift that the people are seeing that, you know, it's coming down to a decision.
Yeah. You know? But then you see what's going on there in Riverton too, where they're trying to steal 1 million acres of Wyoming from the EPA. The EPA is trying to steal 1 million
right.
acres.
Well, that's the federal government, and they've absolutely done that. The EPA, they came in and it's a good thing that those Indians that, you know, are on the reservation are so concerned about air quality status.
Air quality.
Yeah, because that's what they went to the EPA with. And so when the EPA agreed to grant money to the Wind River Indian Reservation for air quality studies, and if you've ever been in Wyoming, you know that you better study that air quick because it's going to be gone to Montana pretty darn quick. It doesn't hang around here too long.
It's not the smoggiest state in the country, no. That's for sure.
No, not at all. And so it was just a bunch of bunk from the beginning. But if the EPA is going to do that and give grants to study air quality, they have to have a certain boundary, you know, like if they do it for a state or a county or a city. And so when they asked the Indians, well, what boundary do you want? Well, the Indians said, we want the 1898 boundaries, you know, before white man take land. And the EPA said, okay. And that's basically what they did. They went back to pre-1905 land boundaries, you know, before the town of Riverton was there, before the town of Lander was there. And the EPA just signed it, and they think that just passes into law. And so that's basically
Yeah, but I think what they're trying to do, too, is just show that, you know, flex their muscle.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they are, you know.
So you think you're going to move your businesses to Wyoming? Well,
yeah.
This is what we can do, you know.
Right.
That's kind of what I see is the...
So they'll see. So, you know, the governor...
They have to keep the people in check somehow.
Right. The governor here has, of course, done what he's supposed to do. He's written his letters and talked to, you know, he's putting it forward that way, the way that they have to do it. But they have a fire academy out there, and some of my firemen have been over there, and I've talked to them and asked them what the people in Riverton are saying, and they said they're hot. They're mad, you know, that they...
all of a sudden live on an Indian reservation?
Well, yeah, you know, you know, imagine if they came in here and said, okay, Laramie and all the Albany County, you know, or LaPorte is now part of the Washakaki Indian Reservation, you know? And, but it's... So we'll see. That story is yet to be finished, but it is, and it's the Obama Nation Administration's EPA, and you know they've done this kind of stuff back east. You know they've come in where you've got a little creek or a drainage running through the back of your property, and they've come in and passed all types of regulations and just taken over watersheds and things like that. And so this is nothing new for the EPA. It's just new out here.
Yeah.
You know, we've read over the last...
Well, I think all those...
What they're doing is... Go ahead, John.
I think all those...
Absolutely. I mean, that's what, you know, that's what's coming is a lynching party, you know, is what they're, one of their objectives through this whole thing is they go up there, they pick a town up in Riverton, Wyoming, and they, the feds come in and, oh, this isn't yours, and, you know, try to take something. I mean, basically, they're stealers. Well, not basically, they are.
Steal, kill, and destroy.
You know, they're stealers, killers, and destroyers. And that's what they're trying to do in that. But, you know, I think that the reason that they pick a small town up in Wyoming, central Wyoming, is to, you know, test the populations. It's a testing thing. It's to see how far people are gone and removed from the Word of God to, you know, to stand up and take a stand. I mean, are we going to... And right now is what really has amazed me is talking with people about this. So many people have the attitude of, so what? Oh, well, big deal, you know, and shrug their shoulders and walk on and don't want to give it a second thought. You know, we have lost love for our countrymen, our kinsmen. When you see farmers, ranchers being, you know, they're going after their land, trying to take it away. I mean, we're talking third and fourth generation ranches in that area.
Yes.
And when you have no love for your countrymen and you don't stand up for something when they're trying to take them away from off their land, take their farms, then you're going to really have problems.
Yep. We talked about that the other day.
Yep.
As you see, businesses being sold to China, too. There was a day where an American would never sell to a foreign country. You know what I'm saying? And just like you say, they're...
Absolutely.
Nobody cares about their brethren anymore.
No. GM, Cadillac sales... John, Cadillac sales in China for 2013 are up 66.6%. Cadillac sales from GM in China. Now, they're not up 66.6% here, but they are in China.
Nope.
You know? And you're absolutely right. They have no love for their countrymen. It's called greed. And love for the almighty dollar, and that's changing to the yen. And that's
yep,
where
root of all evil.
Corporate America has gone. And then you see companies, you know, we mentioned Magpul, we mentioned Hobby Lobby, you know, Chick-fil-A, a Christian organization that are just all but crucified by the media and by the administration. And, you know, the administration, there's... Hobby Lobby is one of about 30 companies that are that have taken this suit to the Supreme Court to get some type of variance off this Obamacare so they don't have to provide the abortion drugs. One of the things in the Abomination Care is that a company that has over 100 employees, they must provide you know, one of any of the 20 different types of birth control that are out there to their employees if their employees request it with no copay and no deductible, you know. And so the Antichrist administration says you will provide, you know, you want to get dental care, you know, you got a $50 or $100 copay, you know, or you got a deductible or something like that, even for dental. But this administration says, no, you will provide birth control so these people can be out there fornicating like dogs, and it won't cost them anything financially. You know.
Sorry, Jason, didn't mean to interrupt you. What are you getting?
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead.
Anyway, it's all Antichrist. Go ahead, Jay.
No, it just, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, we've got to be aware of when, you know, and if people, you know, don't get upset when they see things like this happening, then they've got a heart problem, and they really need to examine that, you know, because if they're going to do stuff like this up in a small rural town up in the middle of Wyoming, they can come, it'll come to a town near you, and... That's, you know, it's one of the important things to do is have a love for your countrymen, your kinsmen, you know who they are. You know, they might not be, a lot of those people that work the land, that, you know, raise cattle, there are people. I mean, that's the way they were made. That's why they're doing what they're doing is, you know, they're harvesting the land. And, you know, it just... people really need to beware. It just is really almost boggled me is how many people have the attitude of, oh, well, big deal, so what?
Just a small town in Wyoming, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like you said, Jason.
Well, more important than that, they need to get a love for their God again.
It's called circumcision of heart. You know? It's called circumcision of heart, you know, and that brings in the laws of God on your mind and on your heart, which part of those laws of God is having love for your brethren, loving your neighbor, loving your kinsmen. You know, that's all part of that, well, like Jason said, it's a heart problem.
Well, and I think that too. I mean, I think that I was thinking about it earlier, and was thinking that you know it's a love problem that they don't have love, but they also it's also a hate problem because they don't have a hatred for somebody that's coming to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's going to steal generationally. You know, the Bible talks about a wise man doesn't only give his children inheritance, but his children's children inheritance, and that's what a lot of these farmers and ranchers have done, and. You know, here we got somebody that's stealing that, killing it, and destroying it. And they don't have any hatred for somebody that's coming to do something like that. You know, it's just, it really puts in perspective that it is a heart problem. They don't have love, and they don't have hate.
Amen.
You know, it's like they're completely out of touch with reality.
You can't have one without the other.
It's a fact.
Nope, you can't.
Well, just a few minutes left. Quiet day on the phones, but that's all right. 307-745-5913. We've still got a few minutes left here as we're wrapping up this mid-February Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Before it gets too late, we do want to invite you to church tomorrow. You heard us talking to John earlier from Kansas and telling him about the website. That was the network website where these broadcasts are archived, and that's sfawbn.org. And you can also go to the ministry website, scripturesforamerica.org, scripturesforamerica.org. And if you go there tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the upper left-hand side, click on the live video stream at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast, and join us for the two-hour church service. If you join us there, you'll have a scriptural review of the news. You'll see John the Ramrod there, and John will have a welcome for us and always has some interesting scripture verses and things that you probably don't see on CNN, that's for sure. Some real interesting tidbits, and Shannon and I will have us some Holy Spirit-inspired music, and we'll have a communion service, and then a Holy Spirit-inspired message by Pastor Peters. And so we encourage you to come to church there. Don't forsake the assembly. And even if it just has to be joining the assembly on your computer, that's better than nothing. So we do invite you to come there. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We've still got a couple minutes here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, everybody. God bless y'all for being on the air. I've rescheduled everything I do in life to make sure I'm here for this moment every Saturday morning.
We do the same thing. But yeah, thank you. I know the feeling.
You know, I used to get up and go work out in the greenhouses and what have you, but I said, I'm just going to have some coffee and listen to this because this is some of the best broadcasting ever. And
well, great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from East Texas, out here in Lufkin.
East Texas. Well.
Yeah. And it's lovely here today. Anyhow, you know, that whole thing with the, Native Americans wanting their land back, I guess. You know, if it was me, now I come from a military family, all right? I want to let you know that. And I believe through what I've been raised up in, because I was raised around a bunch of Southerners, that if they're going to take your land, there's a thing called the scorched earth policy. You know, I burned my house down, I burned the barn down, and I sought the land. And that's all I have to say about that. Now, am I wrong at even saying that or bringing that up? Is that even Christian?
Well, good question.
You know, you work all your life through many generations as a farmer and a rancher, and
right.
I know a lot about agriculture. I've been in it all my life. I was raised in the Canary Lands of New Jersey. And
right. Well, one of the things that's happened is our sin has kept the good from us, is what's happened here in this land. You know, what shall separate you from the love of God? Our sin. And not you individually, not these ranchers out there in Wyoming individually, but as a people, you know, as a people, our sin has separated us from the love of God, and our sin has, you know, because, and I mean, you know, we're not to be deceived. It's a sin to be deceived, and we as a people have been deceived. But it is. It's our sin that has kept the good of God from us. And part of it is the land. You know, Deuteronomy 28, the curses and the blessings certainly apply. You know, now as to, you know, what we are to do, John started out the broadcast. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14 or bust. Because if we don't repent, if we don't humble ourselves, if we don't turn back to Jesus Christ, and that is the only one to turn back to, and that is his name, if we don't do that, then it doesn't matter if we salt the earth. It doesn't matter if we burn the land. That, you know, it doesn't matter. We'll be pushed off of it or buried underneath it. And because that's what's happened. Because since we have turned from him as a people, in this new Jerusalem, and you read that you spell that word out, Jerusalem, and you see the big USA right there in the middle of it, we, you know, nothing else is going to work. We've tried everything else.
Well, if you take it on a smaller point, if a government showed up at my door and were going to steal my shoes, take my shoes from me, and I knew I was never going to get my shoes back, I feel I have every bit of right to burn up my shoes and then hand you know, I mean, why would I give them a good pair of shoes? They're stealing them anyway, you know. So I mean, on a smaller level, I don't see where that would be a problem. You know, I'd want to make sure I wasn't going to get my shoes back someday. You know, but,
Well, that's what I was getting at, because, you know, once they take it, it's gone. But as for the sodomite situation that you're, you know, catching on early in the program, now, I moved out into this area for the purposes of getting away from that type of influence. You know, I was living in Dallas-Fort Worth area, where it's like, you know, it might as well be Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? And I moved out here to East Texas to get away from it, and I found it the same situation going on out here. And so I don't even go into town anymore. It's just bizarre to me. I'm like, wait a minute. I moved deeper into the Bible Belt to be around more Christian-type and family-type atmosphere. And yet, out here, there are more here than there are in the big city, which is bizarre to me. And I'm just like, where do I go?
Well,
what do I do?
See, you can't. See, that's what I mean. We've tried everything. You try to move away from them, they follow you. It's that little bit of leaven that is leaving the whole lump. So, partner, we appreciate the call, but we're just out of time today. But, hey, thanks for joining us from East Texas.
God bless all.
Thank you.
Well, that parting scripture,
yes.
Ezekiel 9:4. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, even through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of them that mourn and cry for the abominations that are being done in the midst thereof. And stay tuned tomorrow, because, Lord willing, that's what I'm going to talk about. And you better be mourning and crying, even for what's going on to your brethren all across this country and in the world.
Amen. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us. Join us for church tomorrow. We'll see you there.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
This country stolen, keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, they hide.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more.
Stay high.
Oh, they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake hide.
Ride them more,
snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, big hide.